Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Rufu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sar Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Elio Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Raphael Kaas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So yesterday we began the last chapter, so to speak, of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the sugyas that deal with the laws of Shofar. The first Mishnah mentioned a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, whether all Shofaris are kosher or kol ha-shofaris ksherim Chutz Mishel Par. The second Mishnah is going to continue to discuss some of the technical aspects of the shofar that was used on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, number one, shel Yal. It had to come from a certain type of goat, pashut, straight horn, upiv metzupazov, and the mouth was plated with gold. There were two trumpets that were playing to its side, meaning when the shofar was blown, it wasn't just the shofar, but you had the bal tekeya. But in addition to that, there were another two balei tekeya, but they weren't blowing a shofar. Rather, what they were blowing was chatzoitzeris. Shofar meirich, the shofar would go a little bit longer, v'chatzoitzeris mekatzeris, and the chatzoitzeris would go a little shorter. And the reason that the shofar went longer than the chatzoitzeris was shemitzvah sayoyim b'shofar, because the mitzvah of the day was to blow with a shofar. So the Mishnah says a few interesting halachas as it relates to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. We've been listening to Tkiah Shofar our whole life. This comes as new stars. Number one, Shalyal. It has to come specifically from a certain type of goat. Number two, Pashut, a straight horn. Piv Mitzupazov, the mouth is covered with gold. Shtechat Soitzrois Menatstadim, that doesn't sound like a Frimamasa. Shofar Meirich, the Chatzoitzrois Mekatzrois. So we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say that this Mishnah is describing the way Tkiah Shofar was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was done differently than it was done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Our Mishnah is not describing the way it's done in the Bate Knesios and in the Bate Midrashos. Rather, it's talking about the specific way that Tkiah Shofar was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Regardless, so the first part of the Mishnah describes Tkiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ubetainios. We're going to learn Be'ezus Hashem in the very near future, Masechtas Tainis. And we'll see that one of the features of the Tainis Sibur of once upon a time was that the Rosh HaKol would blow with Chatzoitzris. The purpose of the Chatzoitzris was, it was a sign to get everyone to come together and to congregate, Vayichal, and Divrei Kfushim, in order to inspire people to try to overcome and to revoke whatever gzera it is that the Yidden were fasting for. But regardless, says the Mishnah, that as it relates to the chatzoitzris of the tainis, number one, or the shofaris of the tainis, it was b'shal schar. It came from a male animal, specifically a ram, kfufim. The shofar had to be bent, upiyam mitzupa kesef. The lip was covered with silver, not gold. There were two people that were blowing chatzoitzris in the middle. Shofar mekatzer. The shofar went a little bit shorter. The chatzoitzris manrichos, and the chatzoitzris went a little bit longer. And why in this case did the shofar go shorter and the chatzoitzris go longer? Because here the ikur mitzvah sayoyim, as we'll see in the Gemara, was bechatzoitzris, in contrast to Rosh Hashanah, where the ikur mitzvah sayoyim is the shofar. Says the Mishnah, there was a third time that they blew shofar. Once upon a time. And that was on Yovel. On Yovel, every 50 years, on Yom Kippur, it says in the Torah, Taviru Shofar. So they used to blow Shofar. Says the Mishnah, we just saw that there were distinctions between the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah and the Shofar of the Tainis. So where does the Shofar of Yovel fall in? Shava ha Yovel or Rosh Hashanah Lutkiyah. As it relates to the Shofar of Yovel, it was similar to the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Zok Rashi, just like the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, was Shel Ya'al, and it was Pashut, meaning it came from this type of goat, and it was straight. So too, the Shofar of Yovel was the same way. Additionally, Ule Brachos. We're going to learn later that there were nine specific brachos that had to be said on Rosh Hashanah. namely Malchias, Zechroinos, and Shofars. And just like there were Malchias, Zechroinos, and Shofars on Rosh Hashanah, there were also Malchias, Zechroinos, and Shofars on Yovel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, commenting on the Mishnah, that I have two ha'aras. Number one, B'Rosh Hashanah, Toike B'Shal Schar. Meaning, the beginning of the Mishnah was, Shofars or Rosh Hashanah, Shal Ya'al Pashut. Now, this Ya'al is a female. Pashut, it was a straight horn. Said Rabbi Yehuda, that's not the way it was. But rather, the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah was Bishal Scharim. It was a male, it was the Ayil. Additionally, Ubi Yoivlois Shal Ye'elim. Whereas the Tanakhama said, Shava HaYoivel Rosh Hashanah Litkiyah, that whatever was used for Rosh Hashanah was used for Yoivel as well. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's true that on Rosh Hashanah was Bishal Scharim, Yoivlois was Shal Ye'elim, Yoivlois is going to be Pashut. So really, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shofar of Yoivel was the same as what the Tanakhama said the Shofar of Yovel was. The difference is, was the Shofar of Yovel the same as the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, or was it different? But regardless, a lot of information in the Mishnah. We're going to have some Gemara that's going to go through all of it, but the first Gemara is going to discuss the first halach of the Mishnah. And that was Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shel Yal Pashut. The Shofar of the Rosh Hashanah, number one, it came from Yal. Number two, it was Pashut, it was straight. The Shofar that was used on the tiny ice, that was Bishal Scharim, that came from an aisle. Kfufim, that was Ben. But Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, B'Rosh Hashanah, Toikin Bishal Scharim. On Rosh Hashanah, they used to use a Shofar of aisle. So really, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what type of Shofar was used for Rosh Hashanah. According to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah was Shal Yal Pashut. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah was Bishal Scharim, which means also, as we'll see in the Gemara, it was Kafuf. As it relates to the Shofar Shal Yovel, there Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that it was Shal Ya'al Pashut. The Nafkumina is whether the Shofar Shal Yovel is the same as the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah or whether it's not the same as the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. But the Machloikis Lemaisa is only regarding the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. Everybody agrees the Shofar Shal Yovel with Shal Ya'al Pashut. Amar Ablevi. Ablevi said, Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah v'Shal Yom HaKippurim b'Kfufim. The mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and of Yom Kippur, meaning of Yovel, is to use a kafuf. So Rabbi Levi said, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is to use a kafuf. The mitzvah of Yom Kippur is also to use a kafuf. Shal Kol Hashanah b'pshutim. And as it relates to Kol Hashanah, meaning for the tiny eyes, there it was b'pshutim. But as it relates to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what's Rabbi Levi saying? He's paskening mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah is b'kafuf like who? Let's just speak it out loud. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that it was b'kafuf. As it relates to Shal Yom Kippur, he also says b'kafuf. Now, that's like nobody in the Mishnah. Because everyone in the Mishnah, we just spoke that out three times, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree that it was Shal Ya'al. What then does Rabbi Levi seem to hold? He seems to hold like the Tanakhama, that whatever was used for Rosh Hashanah is also supposed to be used for Yovel. But whereas the Tanakhama said what was used for Rosh Hashanah, Shal Ya'al Pashut, therefore Yovel is also going to be Shal Ya'al Pashut. Rabbi Levi says, no, what's going to be used for Rosh Hashanah is Bishal Scharim. And as a result, if we're going to use for Yovel what we use for Rosh Hashanah, then for Yovel also, it's going to be Scharim. So really, Rabbi Levi's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, and he's paskening like nobody as it relates to the Shofar Shal Yovel, but in principle, what he is paskening like is like the Tanakhama, that whatever you're going to use for Rosh Hashanah, you're going to use for Yovel. So the Gemara immediately asks on Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah, V'Shal Yom HaKippurim B'Kfufin. Right, the Gemara, but tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shal Ya'al Pashut. Not like what Rabbi Levi said. Rabbi Levi said it's supposed to be Kafuf. L'chur, the Mishnah says it's supposed to be Pashut. And for the Gemara, the Pashut Teretz, Udamaki Aitana, he holds like the following Tana, the Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, said, Rosh Hashanah, Hayitoikim, Mishal Scharin, Kfufin, Ubi Yevlois, Shal Ye'elim. In other words, he was paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. It's true, he doesn't shtim with the sheet of the Tanakhama, but he does shtim with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that's mentioned in our Mishnah. Faith to come up, Lehim looks like Rabbi Yehuda. So if all Rabbi Levi really is doing is he's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, then why didn't he just say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Teretz is Pasha. We literally walked into this, because I'm Allah Rabbi Yehuda. Had he said Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, have a mean, I would have thought Afilu Shal Yovel Namik Rabbi Yehuda Svirle. I would have thought he holds like Rabbi Yehuda even by Yovel. Meaning he holds that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Hashanah Shall Ayol Sachar, Kafuf, and Yovel Shel Yal, Kamash Malon. Therefore, he wanted to speak out the Shita very clearly, because really, he's saying that I hold like Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to Shoifel Shel Rosh Hashanah, but I disagree with him as it relates to Shoifel Shel Yovel, because in Shita, I hold like the Chachamim, that whatever you're going to use for Rosh Hashanah, you're going to use for Yovel. So he couldn't just say the Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, because that would have been extremely misleading. It would have sounded like he completely holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he certainly doesn't completely hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But the bottom line is, a little bit of Cheshbon here, but we have a Machlo is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, going back to the Mishnah, and that is the Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. Was it Pashut? Was it a straight horn? Or was it Dafka supposed to be Kafa? Says the Gemara, but my komifli, what's the machloike is very geschmack. Mar Savar, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, but Rosh Hashanah Kama, the Kayif in Ishtaite Tve. The more Kayif that a person is, the more Chashav it is. Let's see Rashi inside. Kama, the Kayif in Ish, bitfilosoi, pun of Kfushin la Aretz, Tve Adif. If a person is bent over and he's facing the Aretz, it's more Chashav, Mishum, because the Pasuk says, Vahoya in Evelibi Sham, Hilkach, but Rosh Hashanah, the Litfilo, Ulahaskar Akedas Nitzchakba, the Shofar is part of the Tfilah, and it's coming to be Masker Akedas Yitzchak. So therefore, be in and kfufim. There's an idea that the person should be kafuf. What about on Yom Kippur? Ubiyom Kippurim, kama the pashat inish daite tve. There it makes sense for it to be pashat, says Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason is because on Yom Kippur, what's the whole idea of the tkiyas shofar on Yom Kippur? It's supposed to symbolize that the slaves went free. Now, when a slave goes free, he stands straight, and as a result, that's a siman of cheres. I mean, that's a siman of cheres. So therefore, it's better that he stands shomasavar as opposed to the chachamim they hold by Rosh Hashanah as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, kama the Pashut in Ishtaite Tve. It's actually better for a person to be Pashut. Rashi says, Mishum Nisa Livavenu El Kapayim. The Rashi explains, Pashut Miloshin Yashus, being glad. And that's more appropriate of a Mida for Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, you want it to be more Pashut. And the same is going to be true for Yom Kippur, which is Yovel, because again, that's obvious. It's a sign of Cheres to be Pashut. What about Ubetainis? As it relates to the Tainis, Kamed Kai Vinish, Daite Tvei Maili, there for sure it's better for a person to be Mobachna, and it's for that reason it's going to be better for it to be Kafuf. But the bottom line is, as it relates to this Machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, and the Gemara says very Geschmack, this Shaila of whether the Shofar is supposed to be Pashut, or whether the Shofar is supposed to be Kayif, it's supposed to be Kafuf, this is really symbolic of the Mida and the Anhaga that a person is supposed to have on Rosh Hashanah. Is it Kama de Kayevinish Daite Tve? Or is it Kama de Poshet Inish Daite Tve? Zok de Gemara Vayter. The Mishnah said, Upiv Metzupazov, that on Rosh Hashanah, the lip of in the mouth of the Shofar was plated with gold. That if somebody covered it with gold, it's going to be possible. But if you put it not by the mouth, if you want to make a golden shofar, it's good, but you have to make sure that it's not going to be gold next to the part that the Baal Tekeya is going to put his mouth on. Amar Abayi said, good, Anachanami. Maybe what the Mishnah meant was, Kitana Nami Masis and Shlebe Mokam Anachas Pet. It didn't mean literally where the Baal Tekeya is going to put his mouth. It means Shlebe Mokam Anachas Pet. Now, what's this idea that you can't have any gold be Mokam Anachas Pet? What's the reason for it? So the Rishonim speak out, she's not 100% clear, but the Rishonim say very clearly it's because it's going to be a chatzitza. There can't be a chatzitza between the Baal Tekeya and the Shofar. So he has to be making direct contact with the Shofar. And if there's going to be a little bit of gold there, that in and of itself is going to serve as a chatzitza. There's just one really nice maramakim on this topic. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that discusses what happens if there's a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah. So the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, it's Sif Cotton Bay says, Shamati, I heard. Shagoyin Harav, Faivish Mikrakow, Zuchreina Levracha, Hayamal Barash Hashanah. He was a mile, and he used to do Bris Milah on Rosh Hashanah. And after he did the Bris Milah, he would do Metzitza Bepeh. And when he did Metzitza Bepeh, there was a little bit of Dam Milah inside his mouth. For like Konach Piv Acharam Milah, but he didn't wash his mouth after the Bris Milah. Ela Bepeh HaMiluchlich B'Dam Milah Toka B'Shoifer. He would blow Shoifer with a Peh that was dirty from the Dam Milah, and the reason he did it was La'ariv Mitzvah Milah B'Shoifer. Because he wanted to combine the Mitzvah Milah with the Mitzvah Shoifer, so he would take the Dam of the Metzitza Bepeh and he would mix it together. This is the Minig Nifla that the Magen Avraham quotes in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Dalet in the name of Rav Faivish Mikrakow, Sif Sois of Doiva Voice Bekever. So the Dogum of Vava, the Noida Yehuda, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, right here on this halacha. So he brings this minig from a Faivish Mikrakow, and he says, "V'li nirid de'en lasu iskein." Don't try this at home. I don't recommend this. I don't think this is something you should do. Ki yesh lochosh sheyishor dam acha sheyisyavish b'fi ha-shoifer. Rav Faivish Mikrakow, he of course was very, very nizer. But he said if the average person is going to try doing this, there's a good chance that if once the dam is going to be in his mouth, it could be some of it is going to end up drying, and it's going to end up on the mouth of the shofar. Says the Noda Yehuda, you can't blow shofar if there's a little bit of dry blood on the peh of the shofar, because it's no different than the Gemara that we just learned, that says if there's a little bit of gold there, that's going to be a problem. Now why was he only worried about dam yavish? Why wasn't there a problem? Stam the dam should be chatzit. Because davar lach is not a chatzitza. But once it's dam yavish, then already you have to be concerned about that. Maybe that would be an issue. So the Noda Yehuda said, Refaivish Mikrakow, he was a big tzaddik. But if we're going to go ahead and do it, there's a good chance that maybe we're not going to get it right. So as a result, the Noda Yehuda said, he doesn't recommend anybody doing it because you may run into a problem of tzipo zav b'mokam anachas piv. And that is possible. Zok the Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah says, "Shleichat Tzitzit Menat Sodom." So on Rosh Hashanah there was one shofar, and then on the two sides of the shofar there were two chatzitzit. Says the Gemara, "The Trei Koyli Mi Mishtami." So basically, what's happening? What's happening is you have a Baltakeh blowing shofar, you have two other people that are blowing with trumpets. This is a whole orchestra. You're supposed to hear the shofar. You're not supposed to hear the chatzitzit. The chatzitzit are there to enhance. We'll see. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk for it. But the Iker Mitzvah, of course, is the shofar. So really, you're hearing a shofar playing together with trumpets, but you have to concentrate to hear the tkiyah shofar, right? It's hard enough sometimes to concentrate on tkiyah shofar. Imagine now you have to be able to hear through the chatzotzeris in order for you to be able to be yotze the mitzvah. But the Gemara says, forget about it, it's hard. There's a din that you can't fulfill shmia with something if something else is being played at the same time. How do we know that? Vatanya, it's a braisa. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echanem. By the first aseres adibris, when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Shabbos, it says Zachar siyem Shabbos akachay. And then by the second aseres adibris in parashas v'schanah, it says Shomer siyem Shabbos akachay. And Chazal says Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. Meaning, which one did Hashem say? Did He say Zachar? Did He say Shomer? Torah said both, and He said them both. He said Zachar Esiyam Shabbos Akachay and Shomer Esiyam Shabbos Akachay literally at the same time. And Chazal say, "Masha in ape yochayil ladavir." This is something that a person can't do. But here's the punchline: ve'in ha'oisin yochayil l'shmaya. It's also something that a person can't hear. So you see from here that trei koyli loy mishtami. So fate the Gemara, how could you tell me there was a shofar played at the same time as the chatzaitzris? L'chayir, if the chatzaitzris was being played, you had no way of hearing the shofar. So the Gemara says, "No, you know what the answer is? L'kach mayrich b'shofar." What did the Mishnah say? After the chatzaitzris played, the Baal Tekeh was Meirich with the Shofar, so you were Yoitz at Kiyah Shofar with the end. So you see from it, the Chisham HaSoif Tekeh, but the Tekeh Yotza. It's not here, but you're saying a Chiddush. Because you're saying then a person doesn't have to hear a full Tekeh. If you hear the end of a Tekeh, that's going to be enough. Meaning the Tekeh's Tekeh you can't hear, because it's being played it's together with Chatzaitz Reis and Trei Koyli Loi Mishtami. But that's fine. You're Meirich be Tekeh, Meirich be Shofar, and you're going to be Yoitz with that. So the Gemara says, basically what you're telling me is that if you hear the Soif of a Tekeh and you don't hear the beginning of the Tekeh, no worry. Umemelo, the Gemara says, now if that's true, Tekeh's Tekeh below Soif Tekeh Yotza. Be the same thing. If you would hear the beginning of a tkiyah, and then at the end of the tkiyah, for whatever reason you didn't hear it, it'd also be fine. The Gemara says, Toshma, I have a problem with that. Taka b'rishayna mashach b'shniya kishnayim. What would be if the Baal Tekeh went tkiyah, shvarim teruah tkiyah? Now he has to do another tkiyah, shvarim teruah tkiyah. So the tkiyah, which was the third of the first set, and the tkiyah, which is the first of the second set, what if he just made one long tkiyah? He did a tkiyah gedayla. It's long enough that it can count, and it can be oiler for two tkiyas. He wasn't mafzik in between. So it's a Mishnah later. Taka barishayna, umashach bishniya kishnayim, ein biyadei elachas. You only get one. Fait the Gemara, amai, tesalik le betarti. Why can't you just take it and divide it into two? What's the problem? So you're going to tell me, I know why you can't divide it into two. Because if you're going to divide it into two, so the first tkiyah is only a tchila of the tkiyah. And the second key is only the seif of a tkiyah. And you can't be yoitza with a tchila and a seif. You need to be yoitza with an entire tkiyah. But if you're going to tell me that's not true, you're going to tell me that when they used to blow shofar, there were chatzaitzis playing at the same time. You couldn't be yoitza with that part of the tkiyah because Trei Koyli Loi Mishtami. But he was mayrich b'shofar, so you don't have to worry about it. So you were yoitza anyways. So at the end of the day, you're telling me that you don't have to hear the whole tkiyah. If you don't have to hear the whole tkiyah, so here too, why can't you be yoitza? So the Gemara says, no, that's already something else because there, psukei tkiyasa me'adadi loy paskinon. There the issue is you're taking one tkiya and you want to use it for two in your cheshbon of how many tkiyas you have to hear. That's not something you could do. As long as I'm using it for one, I can use it even if I didn't hear the whole thing. Even if I heard only the end, or even if I heard only the beginning, that's going to be fine. But you want to take two tkiyas and setelas, and you're going to say, this is going to be either for malchias, this is going to be for zechreinus, or whatever. That's already something that you're not allowed to do. Tashma, another rat. If somebody blew shofar into a pit, that's a cistern, into a large barrel. If he heard the koil of the shofar, it's fine. Meaning, what's the problem? If, however, you heard an echo, right? These are things that create an echo. So if you heard the echo, lo yotza, you're not yotza. Why are you not yotza? So Pasha, you're going to tell me because you can't be yotza with an echo. But here's the kasha. Before the echo comes, there's a tkiya, right? First there's the natural sound, and then the echo happens. Now, if you're going to tell me you can be yotza with a soft tkiya, you should be able to be yotza with a tchilas tkiya. So just be yotza with that. Why are you getting involved with echoes? Before the echo, you're already yotza. Before the whole echo happened, you're already done. You're ready with a kind of mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're saying very good. You see, for me, you can't be yotza with a tchilas tkiya. Now, if you can't be yotza with a tchilas tkiya, that means you can't be yotza with a soft tkiya. And if that's the case, hadra kushya leduchte. In the Mishnah, there was about the tkiya blowing shofar, and there were two people to the side they were blowing with chatzotzeris. L'chaira, the chatzotzeris and the shofar playing at the same time as a bechin of trei kol loy mishdami. So how's the person going to be yotza? And don't tell me he was mayrich, because that's only a soft tkiya. And you can't be yotza with a soft tkiya. How do I know that? Because you can't be yotza with a tchilas tkiya. How do I know that? Because you see, there's a whole shaila where there's an echo. Before the echo, you always had a tchilas tkiya. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say, as it relates to the original question, what happened to trei koili loy mishtami? Tarti koili mechad gavra loy mishtami. When Chazal say trei koili loy mishtami, that's two koilos mechad gavra, such as lahavdol, zocha v'shomer bedibur echad nemru. That was mechad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a result, so over there, there's an idea of Trei Koli Loi Mishtami. However, Mitrei Gavri Mishtami. But from two different people, you could. So you have one Baal Tekeya playing Shofar. This is another one that's blowing with the Chatzetris. And as a result, it's going to be fine. Is that true? Mitrei Gavri Mishtami? Really? V'atanya, we learned to the Braise, but Torah, Echad, Koyrev, Echad, Metargim. So once upon a time, by Kriyas HaTorah, there was someone that would be Metargim. His job was to read the Unkelis, Baal Peh, and the idea was to basically explain to the Olam what's going on during Kriyas HaTorah. So the halach is one Baal Koyra, one Metargim. Ubelvad, Shloyu, Shnayim Koyrim, Vishnayim Metargim. The Braise of Bekitzer says is you can't have two people being Metargim. That's what we need. So you can't have two people being Metargim. Why not? Pasha, because it's Terei Koyli, Loi Mishtami. If two people are going to together be saying this, you're going to end up really in halachi hearing nobody. So the kasha is two people. I thought by two people there's no problem with Trei Koli Loi Mishtami. So the Gemara says, no, holy dami ala seifa. I hear, but if you want to tzunshtal the seifa of that braisa, behalol ube megillah, when it comes to halal and the megillah, I feel asara koyin. Even if 10 people say it at the same time, it's fine. What's the difference? I thought Trei Koli Loi Mishtami. So what's the difference if it's targum unkelis or if it's halal and megillah? Alma, you know what the difference is? Kivan the chaviv yov daite. The megillah, halal, that's chaviv. And because it's Chaviv Yav Daiti, there you can hear even Trei Koli. Hachnami, so you have to say, as it relates to Tkiya Shofar, Kivan the Chaviv, Tkiya Shofar is Chaviv. How do you know Tkiya Shofar is Chaviv? This is the second time we saw that. We saw that in yesterday's raid, the Hafla that we spoke out. Kidei La'arviv as HaSatan, Lama Toikin Kshem Yoishvin, Toikin Veim Oindim, Kidei La'arviv Satan, Kshem Yishma Yisrael, Mechavivin as HaMitzvot. There's a certain Chavivus to the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. But the point is, Kivan the Chaviv Yav Daite, Veshama, he's going to hear it. The bottom line is, what was the kasha? What happened to Trei Koli Loi Mishtami? It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because we're dealing with two people. Two people where it's Chaviv, there's no issue. Over here, it's Chaviv. It's like Halal and Megillah where there's no Trei Koli Loi Mishtami. It's not going to be. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Elolama Mayrich B'Shofar. So then why was he Mayrich B'Shofar? We thought he was Mayrich B'Shofar because he couldn't be Yoitza with the first part because Trei Koli Loi Mishtami. But now you're telling me that's not true. So why was he Mayrich B'Shofar? It's symbolic. Meaning, really, you could be yotz with the first part. But because at the end of the day, the mitzvah yom is the shofar, it's not the chatzaitzris. We're still not sure why we're even blowing with chatzaitzris. We didn't get to that yet. But being that the mitzvah yom is the shofar, it's for that reason he was mayrich b'shofar. The Mishnah said, ubetainius. On a tainius, it was different. Bishal scharim, number one. Kfufim, number two. Piv mitzupa kesef. So the shofar on Rosh Hashanah was mitzupa zav. The shofar on a tainius was mitzupa kesef. One was gold, one was silver. Why in Rosh Hashanah was it gold, and why in Antinus was it silver? Maybe the reason is called Knufya the Kesef. The reason is because every time, even Midai Raisa, where there was a mitzvah to gather the Yidden, they would take silver trumpets, as we're about to see, and that was what was used to get the Yidden to convene. The pasuk says, this is a parasha in the Torah that sometimes gets overlooked. It's in parashas Baal Loischa. There was a mitzvah to make two chatzoytzreis kesef. What was the purpose of it? One of the things was to gather people together. So on a tainis where we're blowing shofar, Lemikra Hayeda, that's part of the idea. I mean, there's more to it, but that's certainly part of it. So you see already silver, as in the Chatzoytzroitz that we use Lemikra Hayeda. This is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isay Ha'inyan. So when we're going to take the Shofar and we're going to coat it, so we're going to coat it with silver. Maybe you could say a different Shara Toira Chasam Amayim Shal Yisrael. So should the Yiddish out? You're going to use gold. If you can use silver, why are you using gold? If that's the case, Rosh Hashanah, also at Torah Chasam Amayinu Shei Yisrael, meaning Bishleima, because of the first reason, Mishum Dele Knufya, and Kol Knufya is the Kesef, that's a Svarah for Tainis, not a Svarah for Rosh Hashanah. But if it's at Torah Chasam Amayinu Shei Yisrael, does it make a difference if it's for Tainis or it's for Yantif? So Yomar Zafilo Hachi, Kavid Yantif Adif. It's true at Torah Chasam Amayinu Shei Yisrael, but Kavid Yantif is Avra. Pop Rashmul Savra, So we learned the Mishnah. And as we mentioned when we were reading the Mishnah, that really the Mishnah is mentioning some very shocking halachas as it relates to Tkiyah Shofar. Your mom is starting Tkiyah Shofar on the Mishnah level, and your eyebrows are, what? That's pshat? Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, shayal, pashut, piv mitzupe zav, shteichat soitzreitz menat stodim. That's what the Mishnah says, right? So that's what we have to learn in the Gemara. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to do what the Mishnah said. Amalei Rava told him, Mikdash. You have to read the not such fine print. This halach is only true in the Beis HaMikdash, not true outside the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya Nami Hachi, and it's really Mefurish and Abraisa. And this is an epic example of where the Mishnah is so sussum and it's really misleading almost. But the Braises were much wordier. The Braises said, Bameh Dvarim Amurim B'Mikdash. Avo begvulin, makam shiyesh chatzoytzrois ein shofar, makam shiyesh shofar ein chatzoytzrois. The shofar and the chatzoytzrois never came together. V'chein hinig rab chalafta betzipori, v'rab chananya ben tradio in besichni. Ukshabat davar etzach hachamin, amru loy hayunayg in kein ele b'shari mizrach, hu b'hara b'ayis b'vah. Right? They also tried instituting what the halacha of the Mishnah was, and they were told that this was only done b'shari mizrach and hara b'ayis. Rashi says it's the same thing. Shari mizrach in the hara b'ayis. This was only done in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar What's the makar to this mean? Where do you find the pasuk in the Torah that the tkiya shofar in the Beis HaMikdash was different? The pasuk says, "B'chatzoytzrois v'kol shofar hariu lifnei hamelech Hashem." Lifnei hamelech Hashem. When you're lifnei hamelech Hashem, you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Who the beinon chatzoytzrois v'kol shofar? Avol ba'alma. But everywhere else, loy, over there, you're not going to have that halacha. I was thinking, "B'chatzoytzrois v'kol shofar." Shouldn't it be "B'chatzoytzrois v'shofar"? Or Bikoil Chatzoytzreis Vikoil Shofar, but it could be the Chatzoytzreis only played together with the Shofar. And because it only played together with the Shofar, Trei Koili Loi Mishtami. So really, you didn't deher so much the Koil of the Chatzoytzreis. There were Chatzoytzreis there, you know that, but it wasn't so much the Koil Chatzoytzreis. But then it was Mayrach B'Shofar. And because it was Mayrach B'Shofar, so you had the Koil Shofar. So it's B'Chatzoytzreis Vikoil Shofar, Pashab Shan and the Basic, Hariu Lefnei Hamelech Hashem, zogt the Gemara Vaitas. And the Mishnah said, what about Yovel? Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah Litkia Ulebrachas. And really, we saw it's Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah or not. But that's only Litkia. Lebrachas, that sounds like everybody agrees on. So just like there were brachas on Rosh Hashanah, there were also brachas on Yovel. Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Kama Matzlina No Idno, Zeh HaYoim, Tchilas Masecha, Zikaroin Liyoim Rishon. This is one of the tefillas that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Who's this like? Samar said, Rabbi Eliezer. It's probably going like Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar who said, Andaf Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, Betishrei Nivra Olam. Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Betishrei Nivra Olam, that's Rabbi Eliezer holds. Or Benisa Nivra Olam, that's Rabbi Yeshua holds. Now, if on Rosh Hashanah we say, Zeh HaYoim, Tchilas Masecha, Zikaroin Liyoim Rishon, who does this sound like we're going according to? Rabbi Eliezer. He's the one that holds Betishrei Nivra Olam. Masif Rabbi Eino. Shravain asked the Geshmak Akasha. Shavi Yevel Rosh Hashanah, the Kiyo Lebrachas. That Yevel is like Rosh Hashanah Litkiyo, and now we need the Lebrachos part. For Ikun Zeh Yom Tchilas Masachos currently Yom Rishon. The Rosh Hashanah Isa, which we say on Rosh Hashanah, Abba Ubi Yovel. So why would you say it on Yovel? Yovel's not Zeh Yom Tchilas Masachos Zikaron liyom rishon. It's Yom Kippur. It's already the 10th day of the year. So why would you say that? So the Gemara says, I hear kiktani ashayra. When the Mishnah says, shava yoivol l'rosh Hashanah, l'tkiyu u'l'brachos, it doesn't mean all the brachos. It means the others. As opposed to what? As opposed to zeh ayoyim tchilas ma'asecher. Pshesh b'edir avidi masni hachi. He said over this same back and forth, but he came about it from a different angle. He said, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak haditnan, shava hayoyvel Rosh Hashanah letkiyu lebrachis keman. When the Mishnah says that yoyvel is like Rosh Hashanah for brachis, who's it like? Must be the like Rebbe Eliezer. Must be the time of the Mishnah, it's not Rebbe Eliezer. It's Rabbi Shua, Rebbe Eliezer. So if it's Rebbe Eliezer, keep in the Amar Batitra Nivra Olam, being the Rebbe Eliezer holds Batitra Nivra Olam, you can say, Yom Tchilas Masachah, is currently Yom Rishon. Nivra Rosh Hashanah, Yisab Yabel Eliezer. You would think that according to Rebbe Eliezer, you would say, Zeh Yom Tchilas Masachah, on Rosh Hashanah, but then you can't say it on Yom Kippur, which would mean then that the Mishnah that said you say the same brachas can't be like Rebbe Eliezer. The Gemara says, no, kiktani ashayra. Maybe the time of the Mishnah didn't mean literally every single brach. It meant everything other than zeh yom tchilas masecha snikarin liyom rishon. This very important Tosfos right here on the side of this Gemara. We've spoken about it many times, but we can't learn Rosh Hashanah daf chav zayin without acknowledging this Tosfos. And that is Tosfos discusses that the Gemara mentioned our minig of saying zeh yom tchilas masecha snikarin liyom rishon. Is it going dafke according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds Betishri Nivra Olam or Lav Dafka? And this Gemara really opens up the possibility that maybe we actually paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that Betishri Nivra Olam. Meaning, there was a machloikis on Daf Yud Aleph. And the Gemara went through all these different great moments in history. When exactly did they happen? And Rabbi Eliezer seemed to be partial towards Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua was partial towards Chodesh Nisan. But as it relates to when the world was created, Rabbi Eliezer said B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and Rabbi Yeshua said B'Nisan Nivra Olam. And you would think, for sure, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because we always passing like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, Mitamida Be'Shamai, we never passing like Rabbi Eliezer. Yet, our Gemara entertained the tzad that maybe the minig of Klal Yisrael to say this pasuk on Rosh Hashanah is Rabbi Eliezer. And the truth is, Tosfos says, after a little bit of a discussion, Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, five lines from the end of Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Kamam Matzlinon, the Elu ve'elu Divra Likim Chai, that as it relates to this machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, B'tishrei Nivra Olam, or B'nisa Nivra Olam, really it's Elu ve'elu Divra Likim Chai, the Ikon Lemeimah, the B'tishrei Olam B'machshava Livrois, and really, says Rabbeinu Tam, that it was Olam B'machshava Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, from Lo Nivra Ad Nisan, but it wasn't really created until Chodesh Nisan. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that as it relates to the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it was Elu ve'elu Divra, they're both true. It was Olah b'machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei like Rabbi Eliezer, but the world wasn't physically created until Chodesh Nisan like Rabbi Yeshua. And the truth is, when you learn Tosfos, at first glance, Rabbeinu Tam is Sarech Bir. Why? Because it's not Elu ve'elu Divra Likim Chai. What does Elu ve'elu Divra Likim Chai mean? They're both true. What Rabbi Eliezer said is true, and Rabbi Yeshua said is true. Rabbi Eliezer said B'tishrei Nivra Olam. It's true, B'tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua said B'nisan Nivra Olam. Eichemes. B'nisan Nivra Olam. It's not true. What's the Elu ve'elu said Rabbeinu Tam? It was Olah b'machshava. Hashem had a hava minute to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, but the mice of the world wasn't created until Chodesh Nisan. So when was the world created? In Nisan. Who said that? Rabbi Yeshua. So what's the Elu ve'elu Divra Likim Chayim? Elu ve'elu Divra Likim Chayim because there was a hava minute to go like Rabbi Eliezer? The maskan is Rabbi Yeshua. So where's the Elu ve'elu Divra Likim Chayim? But the Teretz is Pashad. The Teretz is Kimavur b'svarim Makdoshim. And again, like we've spoken about so many times, and that is, when we're Olah b'machshava to do something, so that could be a fleeting havamina. But the Olah b'machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in reality. It's not what we think it is. We're using terminology just so we can have a remez and a mushal for what really happened. But the Olah b'machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a reality. It created a metzius. And if it was Olah b'machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, that means there was a Bria Sa'olam in Chodesh Tishrei. And if when Chazal say that the world was physically created in Chodesh Nisan, that means there was a Bria Sa'olam in Chodesh Nisan as well. As if to say, there were two Briyos Ha'olams. There was the reality of B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and there was the reality of B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Now this is a heavy concept, but if it was Olam and Machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, it's not just a hava mina to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei. That means there was a brias ha'olam in Chodesh Tishrei, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam means when he says elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. There was a brias ha'olam in Chodesh Tishrei to olam b'machshava, and there was a brias ha'olam in Chodesh Nisan, and that's the real bria. But the Sfar Makdoshim, the Shlach Kodesh, and the Vilna Goyin, and the Ramami Pano, they took this a step further, and they say, we know Chazal say bereishis bara elikim es hashamayim v'esoretz. Elikim is a lashon of Midas Adin. And Rashi brings a chumash that it was all about machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world by Midas Adin. But he realized that the world wasn't going to have a kiyum, and as a result, he was shitef with the Midas Adin, a Midas HaRachamim. But the Svar Makdoshim say that on a deeper level, all about machshava to create the world by Midas Adin means that there really was a bria of Midas Adin. There was a bria of Midas Adin. In other words, it was all about machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, and that world was created on an Ola B'machshava Diga level, and that world's Hanhaga is with the Hanhaga of Midas Adin. The world that was created, B'loshin Chazal, was created B'chaydash Nisan, and that world has in it a Shittuf of Midas HaRachamim. But there's multiple realities. There's the world of Chodesh Tishrei that works with Midas Adin, and then there's the world of Chodesh Nisan, which is a world of Midas HaRachamim. The Sfar Makdoshim said that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and Menachos Chavtes on the days, and he sees Rabbi Akiva, and then he tells the Eibishter, I see the Gevaldig Rabbi Akiva, I want to see the Schad Rabbi Akiva is going to get. And Me'ezet Tam, Sisrei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show the Lichtig Gan Eden of Rabbi Akiva, but he showed the way Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death by the Romans. And Moshe Rabbeinu uttered the immortal words. He said, Zu Torah v'zu Schara, and Eibishter told Rabbi Akiva, Shtoik, Kach Olo Lefane B'machshava. So the Svar Makdoshim say, what did Eibishter mean when he said, Kach Olo Lefane B'machshava? He was referring to this idea, that it was Olo B'machshava to create the world by Midas Adin. And being that it was Olo B'machshava to create the world by Midas Adin, that means there's a hanhaga, there's a bria of Midas Adin. And that bria of Midas Adin is miyuchet to the tzaddikim that can handle Midas Adin. The tzaddikim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be melabing from them every little shemetz of any tumah of chaveira of anything. So like this, when they come up to Shamayim, all they're going to have is the gresta hatova in the world. And that's the oimik of tzaddikim and daktikim aleim kachot hasayro. It's a different hanhaga. It's the world of Olah B'machshava, which is a world of Midas Adin. And that was the point, that it was there's two brias ke'ilu. There's the reality of Olah B'machshava, and that was B'tishrei Nivra Olam. And then there's the reality of Lamaisa, and that's the world of Rabbi Yeshua, and that's B'nisa Nivra Olam. But the Svar Makdoshim add one piece, and that is that when's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah's Aleph Tishrei. And the reason is because according to Rabbi Eliezer, that B'tishrei Nivra Olam, the Rishonim say that it wasn't really B'tishrei Nivra Olam. It was B'chof Hei Elo Nivra Olam. The Ran speaks it out on Daf Tezayin when the Gemara talks about Barba Prakim Nidain Ha'olam. It was B'chof Hei Elo. Now, if the world was created in B'chof Hei Elo, when was Adam HaRishon born? 6 days later, it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We know the day that Adam HaRishon was born, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and on that day, he was judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the day of Din. But not coincidentally, it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the B'tishrei Nivra Olam, which was the Olah B'machshava, like Rabbeinu Tam said, which was the Olah B'machshava of Midas Adin. And that's why even though we don't live in the world of Midas Adin, that's a world that Rabbi Akiva, the Chaverov, lived in. But at the same time, in our world, there still is a Yom Adin. And that Yom Adin is when? It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the remez to that is, it's because it was all about Machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv in Zois Liyakiv, it's the first piece in Zois Liyakiv in Parashas Bereishis, he has a whole Arichas where he talks about this idea, Ayin Sham. Beautiful, beautiful haysofas to what it is that we just spoke out right now. But one of the things he says is that we say Hayoim haras oylam, Hayoim yamid bamishpat kol yitzurei oylamim. Hayoim Rosh Hashanah is haras oylam. It's not the day the world was created. It's the day the world was conceived. It's the day that it was all about machshava. Haras is loshen heroyoin. Hayoim haras oylam. Today's the day that was all about machshava. B'tishrei nivra oylam, says Rabbeinu Tam. Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Amar Aleph Elu Velu Divrei Lekim Chaim. That's when it was all about Machshava, and it was all about Machshava with Midas Adin, and that's why Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is a day of Din. That's the day that Adam HaRishon was judged. Is therefore Hayoyim Yamid BaMishpat Kol Yitzurei Olamim. Hayoyim Haras Olam. Hayoyim Yamid BaMishpat Kol Yitzurei Olam. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Shofer Shenistak. What would be if you have a shofer and it's split in half? Now it's split in half along its length. Vidafka, and then somebody came and he pasted it together. Puzzle. The halacha is it's going to be puzzle. Why is it going to be puzzle? apostle? We know that from yesterday's daf. Shofar echad omer achmana v'lishnayim u'shloisha shofars. And meaning that it was split into two, and now you had to glue it together, therefore it's going to be a problem. Divik shivei shofars. What if somebody took a whole bunch of different parts of shofars and he glued it together? Puzzle, same thing. It's going to be a problem. Nikev. What if somebody had a hole in a shofar v'sasme, and then he plugged the hole? Im'akev v'satkiyo. If it impacts, it alters the sound of the tkiyo puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. V'lav, if not, kosh. It's going to be kosh. Atikelo techabar, if somebody blows shofar into a pit, ilo techadus, or into a cistern, techapitas, into a chavis, into a large barrel, im kol shofar shama. If he has a kol shofar yatsi, he's going to be yatsi. Kol havara shama. If, however, he's going to hear the kol of the havari, here's the echo, lo yatsi, he's not going to be yatsi. V'chem yishayo evrach eri beis haknesses. If somebody was walking behind the beis haknesses, oishay beis hasamach the beis haknesses, or his house was near a beis haknesses, v'shama kol shofar, he heard the kol shofar, I kol megillah, right? Person's walking outside the beis haknesses and he hears the baltekeya blowing shofar. So could you be yatsi or not? Im ki vein liba yatsa. If you had a mind to be yatsa, you're going to be yatsa. If not, if not, lo yatsa, you're not going to be yatsa. And the Mishnah says, afal pi shezeh shama v'zeh shama. Even though, what's the difference? If you had kavanah, you didn't have kavanah. Either way, you heard it. Zeh ki vein liba v'zeh lo ki vein liba. This last line of the Mishnah is going to trigger one of the most famous dafin in Shas, which is tomorrow's daf, Rosh Hashanah daf chav ches, which amongst other things discusses the sugya of mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah, which is very much the topic at the end of the Mishnah. But today's remainder of the daf is going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah, which is some technicalities related to a shofar. And the Mishnah mentioned a whole bunch of different dinim. You crack the shofar this way, that way, there's a hole, you plug the hole. Different halachas. The Gemara now is going to bring a bunch of braisos that are all going to discuss these types of halachas. Tanu Rabbanu, a braisa. Aruch, because somebody had a long shofar and he made it shorter. Kosher, that's fine. There's no worries. As long as you have the share of a shofar, the fact that you shortened it a little bit, that's okay. Gardoi. What if somebody thinned out a shofar? So you took the thickness, the walls of the shofar, and you started slicing away until it's very, very thin. V'midei al gildoi. Even if you only have a very, very thin layer, kosher, it's still going to be kosher. Tzniposov. Let's say you coated it with gold. If you did it where your mouth is puzzled, it's going to be puzzled. We saw this in Amanal. If you did it somewhere else, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Tzniposov mi b'fneim puzzled. Let's say you coated it with gold, but the inside of the shofar, not the outside, the inside is gold. That impacts the noise. That's for sure puzzled. Mi b'chutz. If you did it from the outside, it depends. Im d'shnana koilim k'mayishal y'puzzled. If it changes the sound, it's puzzled. Im lav, it doesn't change the sound, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Nikei v'sasme. What if you had a hole in your shofar and then you plug the hole? Im'akav v'satkiyah pasal. If it changes the tkiyah, it's pasal. V'mlav kosh, it's going to be kosher. Nasan shofar b'toich shofar. What if somebody took a shofar, he put it inside the shofar, so that outer shofar is a very, very wide shofar, and you were able to stick a smaller shofar inside? Im kol pnimi shama yatsa. If you're able to blow the inner shofar, it's good. Im kol chitza in shama la yatsa. But if the shofar that you're blowing is the outer one, it's a problem. Because being that inside the outer one is the inner one, that's chitza, that's an issue. Tanu Rabbanon. Another braisa, gardar. If somebody thinned out the shofar, beimi b'fnim, beimi b'chutz kasher. It doesn't matter if you thinned it from the inside or from the outside. It's okay. It's not a problem. Gardar v'midal gildoi. Let's say you made it so thin that all you have is gildoi. That's like mamish, that one inner layer. Kasher, it's also kasher. Nich shofar b'teich shofar. If you put a shofar inside a shofar, kol pnimi shama yas. If you hear the inner shofar, you yoytz. V'mkol chitzin shama yas. If you hear the outer one, you're not going to be yoytz. Hafchay b'takabai. What if somebody flipped around the shofar and you blew? Lo yatsi and not yaitza. Amar Rapapa, explain what this means. Lo yitem v'dahafei kituna. It doesn't mean that you flipped it inside out like you would flip a shirt inside out. So if someone's wearing a shirt inside out, you couldn't do that with a shofar. So Rashi says, how would you do that with the shofar? Like, how is that even possible? So you'll see, Rashi says, it's talking about beroyskin. You boiled it, you melted it a little bit. The kids here, you made a whole science experiment. You were able to make this work. So, but Rapapa said that that's not what we mean. It's not what the Bryson meant when it said, Hafcha v'taka lo yatsa. Elo, what it meant was, Shehircha v'sakotza v'kitza v'saracha. The narrower part, somehow you made wider, and the wider part you made narrower, kasha v'maisa. If that's what you did, the halacha is, that's what the Bryson means when it says, lo yatsa. My time, what's the problem? Kid Ramasa, Dom Ramasa, Ramasa said, v'varta. It said, Vavarta kol shofar. Where does it say that? By Yoifel. It doesn't say shofar by Rosh Hashanah. But we learn from there, shofar by Rosh Hashanah. And Vavarta means derech havaros ebin, and it has to be in the regular way. Dibek shivrei shofar is yot. If somebody took parts of a shofar and he put it together, it's going to be patan rabbanu, hoysef olav kol shu. If someone added to a shofar, bein b'mina bein shalei b'mina pasal, doesn't matter if it's the same min or if it's a different min, either way, it's going to be pasal. Nikev, let's say you had a hole in the shofar of a sasman, you plugged it, bein b'mina bein shalei b'mina, it doesn't matter if you plugged it with something that's of the same min or a different min, pasal. Ram nasan, Ram nasan said, b'mina kasher, shalei b'mina pasal. Now, if you use the min, it's fine. It's only shalay b'min it's pasal. B'min it's kosher. When we say b'min it's kosher, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said v'ushen eshtayer rubai. This net Rabbi Nosson said that if somebody would plug a hole b'min it's going to be kosher. That's only if roiv the original shayfer is there. Now you went ahead and you had to add something. So as long as you had roiv, it's going to be kosher. Mechlau. What do you see from there? The shalay b'minoi, if you use the shalay b'minoi, afal pish and eshtayer rubai, even if you have roiv of the original pasal, you can the master last say, for some had just the opposite. Shalay b'minoi pasal. Rav Nosson said that if you add shalay b'minoi, it's going to be a problem. And on that, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, v'ushen nifchas rubai. It's only pasal shalay b'minoi if you don't have the majority of what was remaining. Mechlal, de b'minoi, if you use minoi, afal pish and nifchas rubai, even if you're missing roiv of it, kosher, it's going to be kosher. See, pose up. What if you coated it with gold? Mi b'fnim, inside puzzle is going to be puzzle. Mi b'chutz, outside. Im d'shtan akol l'gemayish al puzzle. If it impacts the noise, it's going to be puzzle. Laf kosher, it's going to be kosher. Nistak l'arkay. If there's a crack, and the crack went l'arkay, I mean you cracked it along its length. Puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Two shayfers, has to be one. L'reichvay. What if it's to its width? It's around the circumference of the shayfer. Im d'shtayir by shir t'kiya, kosher. Vim laf puzzle. Meaning, if it went along the entire length, so now the shayfer was just split into two. The entire shayfer was split into two. But what if it's in the width? It's the circumference. It's the width. So look at each half. If each half is big enough for it to be a shir shayfer, so then it's going to be okay. If im la apostle, v'kam a shir t'kiyah, what's the shir of a t'kiyah? Pirish Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, k'dei she'yichzenu b'yadoi v'yir l'kan l'kan. It has to be big enough that you could hold it in your hand and you'll be able to see a little bit of shayfer on both sides. Hoya koylei dak, oy ava. What would be if the Baal Tekeya, when he was blowing shofar, so the voice, the noise came out sounding a little funny. It was dark, it was very thin, Ava was very thick, Tzarud was dry. Doesn't matter, kosher. Here's the rule. Shekol ha-koylois k'sherim b'shofar. Because all noises are kosher b'shofar. Sholchu leil avur d'shmul. They sent avur d'shmul. Kotchoi v'tokaboy yotza. If somebody made a hole, and he blew shayfa yatzav, idimar pshita, kulunami mitcha katchulu. The understanding was, he made a hole where you put your mouth, right, where the Baal Tekeya makes contact with the shayfa, that's where he made that hole. So vad, it's kosher. Every shayfa is like that, there's a hole. How else do you blow shayfa? Rav Ashi said, this was a little different. Shekotchoi bezachrusoi. What he did over here was, he made a hole inside the zachrus. So Rashi says, what this is referring to is kishuhu mechuber bebehema, when the shayfa is attached to the behema, etzem boilet min harosh. There's a bone that protrudes from the head of the animal, finichnas latoichai, and it enters into the horn. Umaitzin oisamitoichai, and when you removed the horn, when you remove the shayfa from the animal, you take out that bone. Now, vezel loyhoitziyoi, he didn't remove the bone, elonaka vesazachras. What he did was, he made a hole inside. Sumau de tema, you would have thought, mim beminoichaitzitz, you would have thought that the little bit of the bone that's inside the shofar, that's a problem. That's a chatzitza because you're not blowing the shofar, you're blowing into the bone that's in the shofar. Kamash malon, that's not a problem. And that's what we meant to say when we said kotcha, if you made a hole inside, that loch is going to be yoitza, it's going to be okay. So just to end with one ha'ara, and that is there's a toisvis in Mesechtes Megillah. We've mentioned this Toisvis before, most recently in Mesechta Sukkah. Toisvis says that the minig is that after a yid is mekayim the mitzvah de rabbanon of sfira sa'omer, there's a nusach you're supposed to say, Yehi ratzon sheyibane beis hamikdash b'mheira b'yameinu and Harachamon hu yachzer lano. That's Toisus nusach. But the nusach that we have is Harachamon hu yachzer lano avoides beis hamikdash l'mkayma b'mheira b'yameinu amen tzela. Toisus is nusach as a Yehi ratzon. But either way, says Toisvis, that this nusach that we say and should say after Sfiras HaOmer, you shouldn't say B'tkiya Shofar V'lulav. After you blow Shofar, and after you take the aluminum, don't say Harachem Anu Yachzal Anu Avoid the Space HaMikdash Shem Koyma Amein Tzela. And Toisvis has a reason why you shouldn't say. So Toisvis, in other words, had a Havamina. But just like after we say Sfira, we say Harachem Anu Yachzal Anu Avoid the Space HaMikdash Shem Koyma B'mheira B'yameinu Amein Tzela. So too, maybe after Tkiya Shofar and after the aluminum, you should do the same thing. So Toisvis, no. And Toisvis says, as far as why not? So the Rashash on this Gemara says, He doesn't understand Tosfos. Why do we say Harachem and Uyachsalanu avoid the space of Mikdash from Kayim b'Meher b'Yemeru Amitza? Oh, Tosfos is Nusach Yiratzin she'ibana b'Meher b'Mikdash b'Meher b'Yemeru. Why do we do it after Sfira? Because the Sfira Sa'imer that we have today is not real Sfira Sa'imer. The real mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer was to bring a Karban Aimer, count 49 days, and then bring the Shtei Alechem. We don't have the Karban Aimer, we don't have the Shtei Alechem. So the Sfira Sa'imer that we have today, it's not even a mitzvah to Rabbanan, it's a Zeichner l'Mikdash. The whole mitzvah is just a Zeichner for what was once upon a time in the Beis HaMikdash. If that's the case, I understand why Tois had a Hava Mina. That maybe after you take the Dalet Minim, you should say the same Yehirat sign, the same Arachamon. Why? Because Dalet Minim today is very different than Dalet Minim was once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a mitzvah of Dalet Minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Today, it's only Mitakonos, Rabbi Yochanan and Zaka and Nesach Tesukah 101. So after you take the Dalet Minim, and you're not Yoytze the mitzvah, days 2 through 7, Midday Raisa, so you say Yehirachamon, you say Yehirat sign, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Meir B'Yemenu, that one day we'll have the schus to be Yoytze the mitzvah properly again. Oh, but Tkiya Shofar? Frank the Rashash, what is Tkiya Shofar? What's the difference between Tkiya Shofar today and Tkiya Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? It's the same mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. I saw Frank the Rashash. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyon Ashash, on this Gemara, Masechtas Megillah, so he brings the Rashash's Kasha, and he says to Terutza. The first teretz that he says is very poshet in light of today's daf. He says it's mavur, we just learned the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that the Tkiya Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash was different than the Tkiya Shofar Begvulin. Number one, Piv Mitzupezov. Number two, there were two chatzoitzrois on the side. And the Gemara learned it from the Pasek. Bachatzoitzrois for kol shofar horiu lefnei ha-melech Hashem. That is an Indian to not just blow shofar, but it should be bechatzoitzrois b'kol shofar, and that's a hanhaga that is appropriate when you're lefnei HaMelech Hashem, and that's something bezman shebeis hamikdash hayikayim took place in the Beis HaMikdash. But now, b'avoyneseinu harabim, we don't have the b'chatzoitzreis v'kol shofar, ha'riyo lefnei ha'melech Hashem. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that was Taisus Havamina. Taisus Havamina was that after we blow shofar, and today we have one Baltikeya, but you don't have the two chatzoitzreis on the two sides. So we say, harachamon hu yachzolonu avoydes Beis HaMikdash umkoyma, yirotze in sheyibane Beis HaMikdash b'meir b'yameinu. So like this, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash again. And when we have a Beis HaMikdash, there won't only be a Baltikeya and about Makri, but there'll also be two people that are going to be standing with Shtei Chatzoitzros and will be able to be Mekayim, being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Behiduroi. It's going to be Bechatzoitzros for Kol Shofar Ariel of Nei HaMelech Hashem. And that was to have a minute to say Yirotzoi. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says, V'divrei Pi Chochem Chein. But he says another pshat. He says, V'ula Yesh Loimar, a different akuda. And that is a Dover Niflon. We're going to end with this. The Gemara said, and we saw this in yesterday's daf, that call Hashoifreis Ksherim Chutz Mishal Para. And the Gemara said, why? Why is Para not okay? The Mishnah said, because it's called Karen, but it was obvious that there's more to the story. And we had three pshatim in the Gemara. The second pshat was Ula. Ula said, Kid Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said that the Kohen Gadol, when he used to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, he used to take off his fancy begadim. He didn't wear his big days off. Instead, he went in with big day lavan, with big day boots. He went in with big begadim that were made of linen. Why? Because there's an idea that the Kohen Gadol, who's entering Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he's going now to give kapara for Klal Yisrael. You can walk in with gold. Gold is going to remind the Kadosh Baruch of the Chet Ha'egel, and you're supposed to be the Saneger, and in Kateger, Nasa Saneger. So Ula said, that's why you can't blow Shofar with a Shofar Shal Para. Because the Para is going to remind the Kadosh Baruch of the Egel. The Egel comes from the Para. And it's going to remind the Kadosh Baruch of the Egel, and in Kateger, Nasa Saneger. But the Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara said that even though the Kohen Gadol couldn't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're in the big days of, but all the other avodas that were done by chutz, he wore the big days off, even on the Yom HaKadosh. So you say, Maris, it's a problem when you're lefnai v'lefnim. Since Kasha was the shofar, fake the Gemara, doesn't go lefnai v'lefnim. Since it doesn't go lefnai v'lefnim, what's the problem of enkateg anasas aneger? And the Gemara said, it's true. The shofar never enters lefnai v'lefnim. Oh, but what's the purpose of the shofar? The purpose of the shofar is to bring the yid lefnai v'lefnim. Kivan de lezikaroinu. Being that the idea of the shofar is for HaKadosh Baruch to remember us, kibifnim dami. It's as if we're lefnai v'lefnim. And we mentioned yesterday that the Sfasemes said over, based on the Torah from the Rebbe Rabbinim, in the Igeres that's printed in the end of the Sefer Kol Simcha, where the Rebbe Rabbinim said that, Ksiv betoich ami anoichi yosheves, Uksiv Meirachai Kashem Nirali Vizes Soid Rosh Hashanah. That the Soid of Rosh Hashanah is Meirachai Kashem Nirali. That even though the Yid is wherever he is, Abar on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Bechina of Meirachai Hashem Nirali. Kivan de Lezikarain, it's Kibifnim Dami. And that's the Bechina of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why the Sfasemah said there was no mitzvah to be Eilu Regal on Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you didn't have to be Eilu Regal. Because in Rosh Hashanah, every single year is Bifnim. Yemekayim, the mitzvah of Nira, of being seen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neirachai. Because that's the side of Rosh Hashanah. Neirachai Hashem Nirali. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, a Dover Nifla. Veruyan Advarim, Lavisha Amram. He said that you want to know what Taisus Havamina was. That after Tkiya Shofar, you should say Haracham Anu Yachzal Anu Avodas Beis Hamikdash. You should say Yiratzoin She Yibane Beis Hamikdash B'mheira B'yameinu. He says because after Tkiya Shofar, when the Yid is blowing Shofar, it's Meirachai Kashem Nirali. It's Kivin Delizikar and it's Kibifnim Dami. And the Yid is Mamish standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being Oyla Regal. Oh, he's being Oyla Regal from his Beis Medrash. He's being Oyla Regal Meirachai. It's Meirachai Kashem Nirali, which is a Madrega Nifla. It's an unbelievable idea. The Rebbe Rabbinim said it's Soid Rosh Hashanah. It's the secret of understanding Rosh Hashanah. Mirachik Hashem Nirali. But at the same time, we're Rachik. We're Rachik. So we were just Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. We were Mekayim the mitzvah of Yehirah Kol Schurcha. But we were Mekayim it Mirachik. So we say a tefillah. Yehiratzoin sheyibanu beis hamikdash b'mheira b'yameinu. There should be binyan beis hamikdash. And we should be zoichet to be Mekayim this mitzvah. Not the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. It's the Zelba Tkiyah Shofar. Aber the Indian of Tkiyah Shofar, which is Lizikaroin, which is Kibifnim Dami, it's Keilu Yibifnim, it's with the Kafadimyan. The tefillah is that we should be Zoicha, that we should literally be standing Bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection. That's the connection between Tkiyah Shofar and the tefillah of Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu.